your taxes hold the key.
Taxpayers, effective immediately, current tax receipts or certificates of payment for property tax must be submitted to the Stamp Duty and Transfer Tax Unit of Tax Administration Jamaica before any property documents can be processed. This is to ensure tax compliance by the vendor regarding the payment of property tax. The legislative support for this requirement is found in Section 79 of the Stamp Duty Act, which states, where any instrument referred to in Section 32(3) relates to land in Jamaica, any application to have it stamped shall be accompanied by a certificate from the collector of taxes of the parish in which the land is situated, indicating whether all taxes or penalties due on the land have been paid, or, if not, what arrangements have been made for payment. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been Your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Your taxes hold the key.
Jamaicans are able to receive assistance from the government through the Program of Advancement through Health and Education PATH. But who can benefit? What are the requirements to access these benefits? Get the facts now. The Program of Advancement through Health and Education PATH provides benefits for needy and vulnerable Jamaicans. There are five broad categories of benefits under PATH. These are children from birth to completion of secondary education, the elderly 60 years or over and not in receipt of a pension, and persons with disabilities. Pregnant and lactating women are also eligible for assistance, as well as adults aged 18 to 59 years from low socioeconomic backgrounds. To qualify for PATH, an applicant must satisfy the eligibility criteria of the program that he or she is a member of a vulnerable family. This is done through a beneficiary identification system.
The beneficiary identification system is basically an objective system that asks questions about the household. It talks about the demographics of the household head, whether that person is male, female, the age of the family head. It talks about how many persons there are in the household, number of children, number of persons with disabilities, number of elderly persons.
Each question on the beneficiary identification system is given a score, which determines the eligibility of families to receive PATH benefits.
The total score of the family falls below the cutoff score, they qualify to receive the benefit. Anything above the cutoff score, the family does not qualify.
Director for Social Security in the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, Denzel Thorpe. If you're not successful with your application for PATH benefits and you feel that you are deserving of this assistance, then you can make an appeal to the Ministry of Labor and Social Security's office in your parish.
And there's an appeals process now whereby somebody will actually visit that household and look at other criteria within the household that would not have been asked by the beneficiary identification system. And then that case is looked at by an independent panel. Each parish has a parish appeals committee, which now looks at each case on a case-by-case basis, based on the report of the social worker that goes into the household and takes other things into consideration about the family that could possibly lead to them being selected.
Director for Social Security in the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, Denzel Thorpe. For more information, visit the Ministry of Labor and Social Security's office in your parish. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
Are you a recent graduate of a teacher training program? Well, the Ministry of Education invites you to a job fair at Ministry Headquarters National Hero Circle on August 13 and 14. Come, meet potential employers, attend career development seminars. Contact the Ministry at 922-1400-9 for registration details. Don't miss your chance for employment. Come out to the Teachers Job Fair on August 13 and 14, Education Ministry National Hero Circle. See you there.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.